All right, ready, set, let's go. It's lunchtime with the oldies on Herb Day Radio. Happy Friday to you. Yeah, the weekend at hand, and it's getting closer to Christmas, is it not? Yes, sir, time for celebration, but I know you like the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and we have them all for you right here on Lunchtime with the Oldies. Get your requests in, 937-661-6110. It's Paul Revere and the Raiders. This is Arizona on Herb Day Radio.
She must belong to San Francisco. She must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Poncho and Cisco. One California day. She says she believes in Robin Hood and brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? Arizona, take off your rainbow shades. Arizona, have another look at the world, my mind. Arizona, cut off your Indian braids. Arizona, hey, won't you go my way? Strip off your pride, you're acting like a teeny bopper runaway. Scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo. You'll be the Count of Snake. And you can believe in Robin Hood and Brotherhood, the moon, the ball, and the hay. And I will be bringing you an Aesop's fable. Anything to make you stay.
From the decade of the 60s, Paul Revere and the Raiders in Arizona. Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio. This group is coming to the greater Cincinnati area in the not-too-distant future. They're advertising tickets already, and I know they'll go very inexpensively, and I mean that very facetiously, because they command a pretty price. In fact, much more than they commanded back when they were a brand new group topping the charts. This is Chicago, 25 or 6 to 4 on Lunchtime with the Oldies.
Waiting for the break of day. Searching for something to say. Flashing lights against the sky. Giving up, I close my eyes. Sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Lunch Time at the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. You have a sweet tooth? That's the place to satisfy at the Sugar Shack. You check in with Joe and Helen. You'll be a happy camper before the day is over with. I promise you'll be sure and tell them that you heard about them here on Herb Day Radio. Going back to the decade of the 70s, the magical decade of the 70s, that decade that some of us have not moved out of, not one little iota. It's Jim Croce, and I'll have to say I love you in a song.
Well, I know it's kind of late. I hope I didn't wake you. But what I've got to say can't wait. I know you'd understand. Every time I tried to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Yeah, I know it's kind of strange. Every time I'm near you, I just run out of things to say. I know you'd understand. And every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song. Something that I just gotta say. I know you'd understand. Every time I try to tell you, the words just came out wrong. So I have to say I love you in a song.
Jim Croce, who left this world way too soon, and I'll have to say I love you in a song. Lunchtime with the Oldies on Herb Day Radio. Daryl wanted me to play this for Tammy and Xenia. This is Elvis, and you were always on my mind. On Herb Day Radio, Lunchtime with the Oldies.
Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. You were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
You were always. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind.
You were always on my
mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. Should have said and done.
I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine.
Time with the Oldies continues, the Friday edition. Good afternoon, welcome. Lunchtime with the Oldies brought to you by the Sugar Shack at 132 South High in Hillsboro. There are some songs that all you have to do is hear them one time, and that melody sticks with you for the rest of your life. This is one of them. These are the Chiffons. Good morning, Cletus. Glad you could come over and help me decorate for Christmas.
I wouldn't have missed it for all the world, Eustace. Besides, the track is closed due to all this rain.
Now, Cletus, I know you wouldn't miss helping your old buddy Eustace decorate for Christmas. To just go off to the track, would you?
In a heartbeat.
What was that?
Oh, I said I forgot to clean my feet before coming into your lovely house.
You're lying, Cletus, but I like the way you do it.
Yeah. Well, where do we begin, Eustace? You got any coffee? I can't work until I've had my coffee.
Well, Cletus, if you don't mind me saying so, from the looks of your line, it's been a while since you've had a cup of coffee.
That's right, little buddy. I gave it up 15 years ago.
Guess that explains it.
Eustace, what is that smell in this house?
Oh, I was hoping you'd notice that. A nice man down at the sporting goods store told me if I sprayed this stuff all over my house, my humble abode would smell like Christmas.
Let me see that can. It's deer urine.
See? Told you.
Oh, yes, Eustace. This place smells just like Christmas. It smells like Christmas in Bambi's outhouse. This is deer urine.
Yes, it is mine, and stop calling me deer, honey.
No, really, Eustace. Contained in this little spray can is thousands upon thousands of little droplets of deer urine. That nice man at the counter played a trick on you.
That wasn't very nice, was it, Cletus?
Well, it was kind of funny.
One question, Cletus.
Yes, little buddy?
How do they get those deer to do that in that little spray can? Yes?
Well, you know Santa Claus.
We've met.
Uh-huh. Well, you know how he uses chimney stretchers to get down the chimney?
Well, yes.
Same technology.
And the deer hold still for that?
Wow! See how the time has flown. Let's get out and go get some eggnog. I'm beat.
That reminds me. Where do we get nogs from? I've broken 100 eggs looking for them.
Never mind, little buddy. You'll break open that little pointed skull of yours if you gain too much knowledge in one day. Merry Christmas, Eustace.
Merry Christmas to you too, Cletus.